This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Gura. The retailer Target announced thousands of job cuts yesterday. The company says most of the positions it'll eliminate are at the company's headquarters in Minnesota. The layoffs will take place over the next 2 years, and they're part of a larger restructuring plan. Marketplace's Dan Weissman has more.
The biggest event in Target's recent history was a black eye for the retailer, a data breach in 2013 that saw many thousands of customer credit cards exposed to possible fraud. Brian Yarbrough, an analyst from Edward Jones, doesn't think that's what's behind these cuts.
Of course, some customers will never shop them again. But for the most part, most of the customers have come back, and we've seen that for a rebound in their business. So I don't think this has anything to do with the data breach.
At least, not just the data breach. There have been other problems, too, like an expansion into Canada that collapsed. Target Canada filed for bankruptcy in January after just 2 years in operation. It's in the process of closing more than 100 stores and laying off more than 17,000 workers. Bert Flickinger is managing director of Strategic Resource Group, a retail consulting company.
Target's last 5 years have been the most challenging in the history of the company. Every major move Target made seemed to be a major management mistake.
However, Flickinger thinks the company may be poised for a turnaround. For instance, he thinks Target is addressing some supply chain problems. Those helped sink Target Canada and have hurt stores here. Also in the works, a new emphasis on fancier groceries to lure more shoppers. Once you're in Target, the thinking goes, you're going to buy stuff. Come for the organic yogurt and gluten-free cereal. Stick around, pick up some pants or a deck chair. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.